We're speaking with Deb Stevenson from the Tropolis Quartet, who perform at Delphi Opera House on Saturday, May 7th at 7:30. It's an interesting program, and I was curious if you'd tell us a little bit about playing different styles, because you guys are going to be playing everything from the Baroque and Telemann to some newer works by Piazzolla and Stevenson.
It's always our goal to make sure that every concert we perform has something for everybody, so that everybody can walk out of our concert saying, oh, wasn't that written really great, or oh yeah, but I really like Mozart or whatever. So we always try and have the most varied program we possibly can to make everybody in the audience happy.
Are there some favorites on here of yours? I mean, you mentioned Britten, you mentioned Mozart. There's some very standard pieces, and there are pieces, as a musician myself, I've never heard of Pavel Machak.
And I can kind of walk you through the program real quick and tell you how we came to find each piece and how we programmed it. We're starting, like you said, with a quartet by Pavel Machak, who's a Moravian composer from the classical period. This one's real fun for us because the quartet is oboe, violin, viola, cello. And it's really easy for the programs to become very oboe heavy, because most everything written for this combination is from the classical period. So it would be very easy for our concerts to become basically oboe concerto after oboe concerto after oboe concerto. And as much as I love the oboe, nobody wants to hear that all night long. So this first piece of Machak, we found just 2 years ago, I heard a recording of one of his quartets on YouTube and was able to reach the oboist in the Czech Republic that recorded the pieces. And she sent me copies of the manuscripts. They've never been published. So we think that we're the first quartet in America to have these pieces and to play them. And this particular piece was very fun because, as gymnastic as it is for me, it's also the same for the violin. So you get a real good chance to hear a lot of really fun, you know, athletic interplay between lines between him and I. Then the next piece on the program, like you mentioned, is that Viola Telemann Concerto. I'm sorry, Telemann Viola Concerto. we arranged this because the viola almost never gets to do anything exciting in the oboe quartet repertoire. She does a lot of immer harmonies. Our cellist does a lot of that, like baseline kind of things. So we thought it would be fun to arrange this viola concerto so that she could get to be a star for a little bit. And she's an amazing player, so everybody will love to hear that. Plus, it's not every day you get to hear solo viola. So we'll be doing that, and you'll get to hear me play lots of low, soft second violin notes, because the original is for violin and strings. I'm sorry, viola and strings. So I'll be playing violin two on that one. Then the next piece, we move to the Benjamin Britten's Fantasy Quartet, which is the most contemporary piece on our concert. It's a one-movement, about 14-minute-long work that actually starts and ends with solo cello. And I always like to think of this piece as just this amazing string trio. There's probably a 5-minute long interlude in the middle of it where I don't play at all. And you can't imagine how much sound three string players can make. It's just huge and exciting. And then I come in on this really crazy cadenza kind of thing over the top of them. And one of the coolest things about this piece is, as people listen to it, we always like to point out that Benjamin Britten actually wrote this piece when he was only 18 years old. It's Opus 2, and it's just such a mature, amazing, fantastic journey that you'll take during this piece that everybody ends up really loving it. And then we'll take our intermission, which then goes to the second half, which we're going to start with the Mozart Oboe Quartet. And the Mozart Quartet is kind of the granddaddy of all the oboe quartet repertoire. Mozart wrote it for a friend of his, and it's all fireworks and gymnastics for me. It's every time I look at the music, it gets a little overwhelming. It's crazy hard, but delightful piece to listen to. And you can see me show off my stuff on that one. Then we're going to go to just a little kind of palate cleanser. Piazzolla's Oblivion. He made it famous by recording it with orchestra while he played Gendion, which is an Argentinian accordion. but he originally did write it for oboe and strings, and so we've arranged it for our quartet. And then the last piece on our program is a super fun piece written by our friend Jim Stevenson, and it's called The Mysteries of Harris Burdick, and it's three movements of a book by Chris von Alsberg, who wrote The Polar Express. And this particular book, The Mysteries of Harris Burdick, is just a series of illustrations with captions underneath, and children are kind of encouraged to kind of come up with their own stories based on what they see in the book. And so Jim wrote for us his musical versions of these. So they're very descriptive, very fun pieces. I'll play English One on one of them and Oboe on two of them. And we actually have poster-sized versions of the illustrations. So we'll show those to the audience and talk about the illustrations and then play our musical versions of them.
Well, it's a very diverse program, and it's one we're looking forward to. It's coming up at Delphi Opera House Saturday, May 7th at 7:30. Tell us a little bit about playing in different spaces. I imagine it's almost like the fifth member of the Metropolis Quartet, whether you guys are at summer festivals or visiting Delphi. Is it fun to play in different spaces, and how do you guys adapt to these sort of things?
We do a lot of children's concerts in schools. We do master classes in colleges where we'll actually play for the students and then let them sit in the quartet and actually get to play pieces with us, which is a fun way to teach them. We play on concerts like the Delphi Opera House, play a lot of like concerts for that kind of thing here in Chicago at the Morton Arboretum, Fermilab Accelerator Ring, those kinds of places. And so we adapt, one, based on age, of course, but also on demographic of the audience. Certain audiences are going to be, you know, older and want to hear more pleasant stuff. Certain audiences are, you know, more educated kind of places, and they want to be challenged with their listening. But again, ultimately, our goal is always to play something that someone will find something similar in the program that they loved. And in our concerts, we always talk quite a bit. Well, we tell stories about how we found the pieces or what happened when we were rehearsing the pieces or just silly stories about each other. So in between playing all this heavy music, we do a lot of laughing too, which is a load of fun for us.
It's nice for the audiences and gives it a little bit of a 360 sort of view, I imagine.
Absolutely. And I'm a firm believer that if you kind of feel like you know the musicians a little bit, you have like you feel like you have a connection with them, and then it just makes you enjoy the music a little bit more because you're having fun with them, not just sitting there, you know, separate from them.
How is it to play chamber music? I know oboes not only get to tune the orchestra, but, you know, they're big parts in operas and whatnot. How is it to just have three other colleagues performing? Is it a little bit more pressure, or is it always that sort of, I've got to, you know, there's only maybe two oboes in a group?
It is a bit more pressure because, you know, we're each kind of much more soloist than they are when we're sitting in the orchestra. But all four of us, our absolute favorite thing is to play chamber music. We love the intimacy of it. We enjoy the slightly smaller audiences that you usually get with chamber music. So again, we can have more of that personal interaction with audience members. And it's interesting because we all also play in an orchestra that's called the Metropolis Symphony. And so having the four of us principal players have this chamber music together makes the entire orchestra around us play more like a chamber music group as well. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic that has spread out across the whole orchestra.
Deb Stevenson is the oboist with the Metropolis Quartet. She'll be playing oboe and English horn on a program that includes Mozart, Britten, Telemann, and more, Saturday, May 7th at Delphi Opera House at 7:30 p.m. Deb, it's so great to talk to you. We look forward to you guys being here. And you said you guys, your family actually has some ties to Purdue. Would you be willing to share that with us here on air?
I certainly would. I have had 17 family members go to Purdue. My parents both went to Purdue. They actually met there. I had an uncle that works at Purdue. So we have very big family ties to the college.
Boiler up, hammer down, right?
There we go, that's right.
Well, Deb, it's so great to talk to you, and we look forward to your concert coming up on Saturday.
We look forward to it a lot, too. We can't wait.